I want to welcome you to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yaya Diamond. You know, it is difficult to think back to the moment of slavery. I cannot give you a firsthand account. I was not there. I do know that there were people there, my ancestors, people who went through the, this is hard, people who went through the actual transport from Africa to over here. I heard it was very difficult. The conditions by which they were brought over was not ideal. The treatment of the slave to get here was not very amicable. And then to be born here as an American slave was not good either. Because of the bravery and just the sheer desire to be free, I am sitting here today free. But psychologically, it does not mean that I am always free. As you've seen, and I hope that you've seen before, I've come on my channels to show you that there is still people, and there are still people out there that attack for no reason. This past week, for example, if you go to my page, you'll see I got a nice message from someone saying, kill all the N-word, of course, and that hurts. It really does hurt because we're human beings on this earth having an experience on the same planet, living a life full of love and just joy, and then to be attacked because of the color of the skin that you cannot choose by which you've come. I don't have nothing against anyone. Nothing. But apparently, people do have things against someone just because of the difference that they may display in their eyes and their color and their speech and their nationality. I want to bring light to this book. And so, American Slave, First-Hand Accounts of Slave Life and Freedom from Those Who Lived Through It. The reason that I want to bring light to this particular book is because I did not live through it. But these people in this book, they lived through it. And I think that this week has been really one of those weeks where I could not believe the attack that came just because of the color of my skin. Or the color of the skin of my guests. It's hard to say. It really, truly is hard to say. And it's a hard thing to deal with. And it's a hard thing to take. It really, truly is a hard thing to understand. So I'm going to go ahead and read this to you because I want you to see that not that we're slaves physically. And there are still slaves today in different countries, different color slaves, different, you know, nationalities, different whatever, cultures. There are still slaves today, guys. Don't get it twisted. There are still slaves today. There's still a market for it. There's children being kidnapped and put into all kinds of different places where I don't even want to mention. But I'm going to read this to you. Here are the real stories of what it was like to be an American slave, straight from two who lived through it, J.D. Green and James L. Smith. Born in the early 1800s, these two men write their heroic and horrifying life stories. Looking back on their lives towards the turn of this new century, well, the next century, they described what it was like to be owned and what was promised as freedom. After the Civil War, there was a new type of oppression. The stories in this book were only edited for some punctuation, but the words and phrases were left to be true to the writer's heart. Some may find it offensive, some may be disgusted, but I urge you to read on, for this is the truth. They're taking the truth out of schools too, so you might want to go ahead and grab this book before it can't be sold anymore. To this day, many Americans, as well as people around the world, do not understand the impact slavery had on the African American community. This still reverberates through our communities due to current day racism. Yes, I totally agree to that. The aim of this book is to open the eyes of the masses to the brutality and evil institution that America has once embraced. May this book give us all more understanding and compassion toward the struggles that these slaves faced and what those of color face now. You know, it's not so much as it is a physical, but this is an emotional turmoil. It's a mental jail that you have to you find yourself in, that you have to break out of a lot of times. And a lot of times people don't understand. But these two men, J.D. Greene and James L. Smith, thank you for bringing this book. Author Mike Runyon, author Mike Runyon has brought this book to us. I'd say get this book now. Get it now. Read it. It is a part of the American history. It is a history book. It definitely is. And it's something that I truly, truly think that every person that is involved and that wants history should literally get. You should be versed on the history. There were Irish people, and there's Irish American people that were here that were slaves as well. There's Indian history. There's all kinds of history here, and it needs to be brought forth. We need to know what it is. We don't need to repeat these things. And the only way that we cannot repeat these things is by what? Going ahead and taking the moment to read these things and be versed in them so that we don't go down the wrong path again. Guys, I love my family. My family's big time diverse, and I have whites and blacks, and I have all kinds of different people in my family, but they're my family, they're my blood, and I love all of them. I think and I hope and I pray that one day we can all love one another despite our differences. That is something that I don't know, maybe in my lifetime I may never see, but I'm hoping in my children's lifetime and in their children's and so on and so forth and generations to come, that will be the case. And all of this will be history. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I have the QR code in the corner over here for American Slave Free. Remember, this is not like the total title because it is a long title, but also I'm going to put in the description box the book. And please love everyone, okay? If anything, you don't like someone, it can't be because of their color. Please don't let it be. But let it be that you just don't like what they do, but not the person themselves because of something that's so minute and so irrelevant that it makes absolutely no sense. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different. And until next time, guys, love each other, be safe, and be blessed.
Don't forget to follow us on YouTuber and Instagram. Thank you for watching.